The year 2000. The Nits start the new millennium with a new album, recorded with new members and a new sound.
That's also what I told them when we first met. If you expect someone or search for someone who's playing like Robert Jan, it's not me. Then you have to search for someone else. But that was not a deal. It was completely open, and they were interested in me and as a musician and what I brought.
Dial Nits, a podcast about the Dutch band Nits. A celebration of five decades of sophisticated music from the Netherlands. Your host, Erik Fakon. The year 2000. Henk and I are sitting down for an interview backstage at the Volkshaus in Zurich. The talk turns to Canadian master pianist and eccentric Glenn Gould and his famous childhood piano chair, a chair that he would carry to concerts throughout his adult career.
You do not speak disrespectfully of a member of the family. How do you mean a member of the family? It is a boon traveling companion, without which I do not function. I cannot operate. It has been with me for 21 years.
You've actually
this thing. Which is otherwise known as a chair.
You've actually given concerts on this?
I've never given any concert on anything else.
Do you actually mean it's been as close a companion to you as Bach has been in your musical career?
Oh, much closer, actually.
There was this one... there's one image I had. Actually, it was a little bit based on a photograph of Glenn Gould standing there in front of the artist entrance of the CBS studio in New York City, and it has been snowing, I think. There's snow on the ground, not real snow falling. And he's standing there with his chair with tape around it, a broken chair. And he's about to enter. And I thought, yes, this is the kind of moment I would have liked for the band to winter in New York.
Henk Hofstede in the year 2000, touring with the album Wool.
Walking with Maria on a cold winter's day. I'm dressed in black, second-hand clothes. She's wearing a blue indigo. You see an end. The river is yours, stillborn child. In a purple sky, walk from the light into the darkness. Hands like eyes, feet like eyes. I was walking with Maria.
The new Nits was the image of Glenn Gould, the Canadian Bach specialist, the starting point, the inspiration for this album.
It also comes from of course, the ladies in the band who have a different background. They have really a jazz background, jazz and soul. They kind of brought it in more or less already during the last tour while listening to your CDs in the car and listening to the headphones. And suddenly you hear a lot of Miles Davis, you hear, all kinds of music, even Duke Ellington. And I was really very much attracted to intimate sound of those jazz recordings played live in a studio. You can hear that, and I liked it. I liked the simplicity of it. Four people enter a studio and they tune a little bit and they start. Somebody's putting up the mics and that's it.
Thank you.
that was really our album.
Yeah, yeah.
The one exactly. We made, the four of us.
Yeah.
It still feels like that.
Nice experience.
Yeah. Very nice.
Nice process. Yeah.
Because we had the luxury of really taking our time to form these songs. Yeah. We had maybe like more than half a year or something to work on the material. It was just like going to the office. We went there like 3-4 times a week just to...
Rehearsing.
Carve out these songs.
Yeah.
And
And Paul was always recording everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
All rehearsals for a documentary, the whole process.
Arvin Linnemann on bass and Tizia van Krieken on keyboards have already toured with the Nits and the album Alain Comand. Well, tell me about that, about the creation of songs. So Hank came in with sketches?
Yeah.
Or how was the working process at that time?
Yeah, he had these sketches and we got it on a CD and we took it home, listened to it, and then we just started to play around with it. There weren't lyrics yet. This was a thing that made me nervous a bit. At the end, there were still no lyrics. Do you remember this process?
Yeah.
was like the songs were almost done, and then there weren't really lyrics yet. And
but that was the plan also.
Yeah, it was the way Hank worked.
Yeah.
So he had this sort of nonsense or phrases.
Sort of
or
ghost lyrics.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
But still, you would like to know what the contents of the song is.
Of course.
Yeah, I think that inspired me very much because, that was also his explanation that if we would know what the song was about, that you all are focused on the idea and maybe it became too much like red on red on red. And I remember with the Ivory Boy, for example, that we didn't know what it was about. And
but now I come to think of it, it's really special to work this way because you would expect to know at least the topic or something.
Yeah.
To give it a certain emotion, but we really worked the other way around.
Yeah.
There was a lot of emotion in it.
Yeah.
And from that, Hank wrote lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's waiting on us in a jazz bone town. On a plate, kitchen's open late tonight. Diamonds in her mouth, sparkles when she shouts, "Hey, you guys, I can wait it. It's sad, but we have to go.
And also, he had these musical ideas. It was first and foremost about musical ideas, before lyrics.
Yeah.
And then these really beautiful lyrics came.
Yeah.
But I was really worried, like, Hank, when are you going to write these lyrics, man? Come on. You have to hurry up.
But he was always working on it until the day at the end he has to sing. Did these vocal recordings.
Yeah, they were really the last thing. And I also remember, and that was nice about it as well, and it illustrates how much time and space we had. But I remember that I took Jasper, a violin player, with me. He had to be in Amsterdam. He brought his instrument with him. And he had his ride back, and he came to the warehouse. And Hank said, "Yeah, why don't you just open your case and play along on a certain song?" And that was it was really a one take thing, and it's still on the album. And then he was playing with Zap, which was this orchestra, and from there they invited them to come over, and then Jasper got this assignment to write more arrangements for the songs. Ik kom toch niet op het nummer, joh.
Wat was dat?
About Joni Mitchell, something. It's shocking that I don't know the title of this song
at this moment.
The Basic Quartet works with extra musicians and singers. The Zap String Quartet, the Stylus Horns, and Leona Gallipoli. It's an intimate album that smells of autumn, with songs about having children, about being an adult child, about the passing of time. The album starts with a bold statement and a true story.
I had a very strong idea about this song, Ivory Boy. It was not called Ivory Boy when we started playing it, but we had part of the song we recorded in many ways, and it went on like, how can you fade away? And I thought, during all the sessions, I thought, of course, this should be about Patrick, about the boy who died.
The ivory boy came to Hamburg and Cologne. He bought 3 one-way tickets for the train. He traveled with his sister and a girl who looked like Lily Marley. He said, tears out my brain, but the songs you play somehow ease the pain. You're keeping my senses awake. You're keeping my senses awake. You're keeping my senses awake.
Many years ago, his father called us in the studio, and he told my son is a big fan, really very big fan. He's got everything and even more. But he's ill, he's got cancer, and he likes to visit your studio to see you one day rehearsing or anything. So he came and we spent the whole day, and he watched us and listened to us, and we had some lunch. And from that day, he's been following us, really going to concerts. And 1 year and a half ago, he became seriously ill, about to die. And he's a songwriter too. So his last big wish was making an album with us. So with Rob and with me, and another friend of him. So we did, we recorded 10, 12 songs for an album just for family and friends, limited edition. And when it was finished, on the day it came out of the factory, he died. It was amazing. We had this in his hand. That was, of course, for us also a very big shock. It was because I never, in my surroundings, never had this death of a young person. Yeah, and this song is about him. I had to do something.
this guy was a fan of the Nits, and he always came to concerts, and he followed them in Germany as well. And I remember sitting with him in the dressing room. He already lost his hair.
Yeah. With his sister. Always.
Yeah, with his sister who always accompanied him. And then came the moment that he passed away, of course, and that we performed this song in front of his parents without him.
Yeah.
I mean, my tears were rolling down as we were performing this. It was really... Yeah, sorry, Eric.
When I close my eyes, I see your face. The airplane flies like a time machine in space, and I don't wanna fall. I just wanna fly back to you.
About comfort and solace. First of all, you hear that in the opening track, Ivory Boy, where the Ivory Boy is diagnosed with cancer, but he finds that the songs you play somehow ease the pain. And also this track is really very comforting with the very warm string sounds, especially at the end. So it's really beautifully done.
Wool is a favorite of composer Hakian van der Moon.
When I close.
Then there's the next track, Walking with Maria on a Cold Winter Day. This album is also a lot about seasons and the passing of time and the weather, subjects that are really typically Dutch. These changing seasons are very prominent, especially on this album, and you find associations with that in different tracks. Clouds in the Sky, and in Seven Green Parrots, where they leave me in the gray light closing down this winter day, or in The Angel of Happy Hour, like she came and the winter was in her eyes, or in Swimming, where Hank is looking outside at the rain, my eyes are swimming. So it's ever-changing seasons, but come back on this album that really appealed to me.
The Nits set out on tour as a quintet with singer Leona Filippo, who is later on replaced by Vera van der Poel.
Hey.
it was in the period that the album Boo was released, the time that Robert Young was not in the band, and Chicha was playing the keyboards and piano, and Aaron was playing the bass. So three girls, two guys, a lot of female influences. First of all, it was always fun, laughing, enjoying life. And, you know, the traveling was always nice. And, of course, good food, very nice hotels. You know, it was always special designed rooms. Very often we checked out the museums in town on stage. In between all these beautiful knit songs, Hank had a lot of stories to tell, but also made a lot of jokes in between, so it was really a lot of fun on stage. And these tours, they were so well organized, so professional. For me, it was luxury, and sometimes a personal cook and a four guys crew. I was used to do it all on my own. It was like a big family all together.
I jumped off a bridge and went swimming for hours, and nobody's looking.
Toured a lot in the Netherlands and Belgium, festivals and the theaters and clubs. And we played a lot of concerts in Switzerland too. We met a lot of artists over there, especially musicians like Simon Hostetler and Olli Hartung and Andy Hoek. We stayed friends forever, and we organized some special projects, collaborations.
In 2002, the Nits are invited to the Expo 02 in Switzerland, a national exhibition. At one concert, they turn into a big band with strings and horns, and musicians such as Hank Schizo, Olli Hartung, and Simon Ho, on whose first album Hank sings.
I took a bike ride in the park. Clouds overhead, passing by. Children were flying kites in a windy to be brave and wild. You told me to be healthy, and I will. I keep on speaking to your plans. I'll even visit some of your friends. I feed the cats and I dose the poops, even the ones that I didn't like. Gone, gone, gone. Promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep. Miles to go before I sleep. Go, 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 go. Gun, 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 gun.
really
oh,
fun.
That was such a nice experience.
Yeah.
To be with also the, with all these cellists and with, what was his name again, the violin player who proudly told us, I'm in the movie Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah,
we
yeah.
were.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched the Titanic a year ago with my class. And I said, yeah, I know this violin player. Really? How come?
Yeah.
Have you slipped up? Into the dark.
Gone, a song by Simon Ho.
Yeah, we were more, maybe more, soft and maybe more feminine in a way, as a band. Like the, we were more about really gluing and getting together.
Yeah, really balanced, really, yeah. really acquired, really.
Yeah.
The, everyone brought their own thing.
Yeah, there was nothing in the way. Of,
no competition.
No.
Yeah.
That's really sober.
Maybe yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
that's the
music
word
that you
were
was
looking for.
The important thing, and we all went for the
yeah,
yeah, with the same sort of idea. That's what I. That's why I name it balanced. Huh?
Yeah, and this chemistry, and
yeah,
in a short time, actually, because we have only been playing for a couple of years. I mean, 4 or 5 years, but we really got to know each other musically. And it was just a glance at Rob or
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, we were really adjusted to each other's styles and
yeah.
Yeah.
Also besides the music, huh? Yeah.
And besides the music, yeah. Yeah.
But the end for this quartet was near. The band, as it had been from 1998 onward, stopped. Arvin quit in 2002, Titia a year or so later. Tough times.
That is a sort of my personal painful part. I always wanted to come back, but and I know that Rob and Hank also wanted me to, and you wanted me to come back. But it didn't happen. And they wrote on their website, yeah, Arwen is now taking care of her lovely firstborn and chose another path. But I actually never did.
Didn't know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. No, but that is my painful parts.
Well, there were the painful parts. Now yeah. look at you.
Yeah.
For me, the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Maybe, yeah, but what I want to say... I really love the what hoe zeg je dat the what wij met z'n vieren hadden the
chemistry
the chemistry
yeah,
of,
the four of us.
The four of us
we
Arwen
did.
Hank yeah. Rob and me
we definitely
and,
had
and later when the when we were playing with Robert John and Arwen was the lack of Arwen
yeah yeah
it was different and that's also what I there was a moment I realized like it will never become like it was before with the four of us that was really magic
yeah.
and later it became something else and then I thought I have to take a conclusion and this is it I accept this and I gonna do my other things because the band is going on and there's maybe another plan and yeah
yeah.